St. Cloud State University and the St. Cloud Police Department are joining forces this Tuesday in the Eye on the South Side Block Captain Recruitment Drive, an event geared towards recruiting student leaders to become actively involved block captains in the St. Cloud South Side neighborhood. And as Jennifer Sell Matsky, St. Cloud State Assistant Dean of Students, explains, the university's cooperation with the St. Cloud PD in this initiative has been a long working process.
We have been working on various initiatives in the Southside neighborhood in collaboration with the St. Cloud Police Department for a number of years. And in looking at our assessment data from both students and permanent residents, the idea evolved. It really came from Sergeant Sayer's initiative, looking at the data in other communities and what they have done. And he presented it to us, and it was a no-brainer. This is absolutely something that we want to partner with the police department on and look forward to engaging students in.
St. Cloud Police Sergeant Marty Sayer noted that the main objective of this drive is to find student leaders that are motivated to build relationships with the police and the community.
Our drive is for leadership. So right now we're looking for people that want to be involved and be involved as leaders of the organization. You know, if we get 10 people or we get 50, it doesn't matter to us. It's about finding quality leaders. And we're looking for student leaders that are going to be here for a few years that want to help us with this adventure we're going on the South Side. The leadership we're looking for is people that are willing to meet with us on a regular basis. We need to share data with people on what's going on in the South Side and how they can help us out. If you have a motivated block captain that wants to talk to us weekly, we're going to talk to them. If we have a block captain that wants to communicate with us monthly, at a minimum we should be, but they're going to help us put things together. Does that neighborhood need a block party where we close down some streets, get some city services in and assist and have a picnic in the summer or in the fall? And that's what a lot of neighborhood groups do. Get together, we talk about crime statistics. We talk about a lot of good things that happen as well outside. It's where we really get that communication flowing.
Even though students attending the drive will not be obligated to join, Jennifer would like them to ask questions and be educated on how the university and the St. Cloud PD are trying to make the Southside community a safer environment to live in.
It's really about creating a greater sense of community and communication between the St. Cloud Police Department, the university, and residents in the Southside neighborhood, and being a part of reporting any suspicious activity in addition to developing that sense of community. And so I encourage individuals to come and ask their questions and learn more about what the program is and what it isn't. By showing up doesn't mean you're committing, but you're asking questions. And we also want to make sure that students know that we will tailor it to fit into their schedules. I know students are extremely busy with school and work and all of those things, so this is something that can easily be fit into their daily schedule, and we want to make sure that we're accommodating of how demanding things are for students.
For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.